welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. My name is Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedron. Now, today's episode will be a lot shorter than usual. I'm still taking care of a lot of things in the background, and so I just really need to not give a lot of time for this. You might notice that the audio sounds different. That's because I'm not using the microphone that I usually do. I'm just using my phone's audio, and I'm not gonna play with that. I just don't have the time right now. So today, it's just going to be basic announcements and a brief little cautionary message that anyone can benefit from these days. So again, looking at the notes that I had from 2 weeks ago and winging it off of that for what is currently applicable. Let me pull those notes up really quick. So, that wasn't it. Okay, well, I'll go off of these. So there's no guest interview today, and I don't expect there to be one next week. There may be one the following week. But for now, we'll just do the book giveaway, because that's how it goes. I will keep this up. And this past week's number and letter. So during this past week, since January, I think 30th is when I, no, it was on the 31st. From January 31st until now, and this is February 6th as I record this, I think I'll publish the episode today. It might be tomorrow, February 7th. But whenever this is published, I'm still accepting guesses. Until this episode is published. But the number was 568, and the letter was the letter B. And we will see who guessed guessed closest to that number, and if that person guessed the letter B or A or C, the letters adjacent to it. Last week's winner was A. Groggett, the user in my Discord server, which is the same winner as the previous week. And so yesterday, and this person held off guessing, choosing a book for long enough that I was able to send both books in one shipment. And so I dropped those in the mail yesterday. And yeah, so anybody can do this and win a book. So this next week's number I'm going to generate right now. Remember, so I'm going to pose a question of the week. In fact, I'll give the question first. Let me pull those up. I generated a list of questions, and where did I put them? Okay. So let me pick one of these. Last week was, if you could live in any fantasy world, which one would it be and why? And some of the answers that we've seen in the Discord are, of course, I went with one of my own worlds from the Grand Hill Chronicles, which is not finished yet. Although you can read part of it on thorn.link/Grand Hill. Kind of a web novel style thing right there. So somebody else said, in her own D&D style universe. There's too much scrolling for now. Somebody else just can't decide. Let me see if I can see another one really quick. I don't have great eyes to grab among these. Yeah, so somebody couldn't choose between either her own D&D-style universe or another one where every individual has a single gift. And I thought, you know, kind of like maybe My Hero Academia. But she couldn't confirm this, how like that it is, because she's not familiar with that. Anyway, so those are a couple of the answers from last week. And this week, how about, what's your favorite twist on a classic fantasy trope? For anybody who doesn't know, I'll pull out the dictionary definition. A figurative or metaphorical use of a word or expression, and you can treat that broadly. So some element of stories that is often used in fantasy. One thing these days a lot of people prefer not to go with because it's been very much overdone is the chosen one trope. But maybe there's a twist on that you like. So that's the question for the week. What's your favorite twist on a classic fantasy trope? And when you guess that, don't forget to guess a number between 1 and 1,000 so that you can win a book. And I have generated the number, and I'm writing that down. So that's not going to change. And then, in case you are closest to the number that I just wrote down, guess a letter of the alphabet. And I just generated that, and I have written that down. So if you win the closest number, and then your letter of the alphabet is either the letter I just wrote down or the one right before or after it, then you get 2 books instead of one. Now, announcements, don't forget, upcoming, you can come see me in person in Dallas. I'll be at FenCon Valentine's Day weekend, which is now next weekend. I'll be in Dallas, and the following weekend I'll be at StoryCon in Salt Lake City, and the following weekend I'll be at Confinement in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is a small conference mostly for writers, but there will be book sales happening there as well. So those are the announcements, and now for the cautionary message is don't get fished. I got fished, and that's P-H-I-S-H, right? Fishing. Where you get an email that is looking for to mine data from you, to get some of your personal information or credentials so that the person who is stealing that information from you can then go and do bad things. So it happened to me, which is embarrassing because I have worked in cybersecurity and I should have seen it from the start. So here's how it happened. You have to be careful because they're pretty good sometimes. There's even something called whale phishing where the target they're aiming at is somebody at the head of an organization or somebody with a lot of money to steal. Obviously, I'm no whale, but I got an email supposedly from dreamhost.com, which is what I use for my web hosting service. And this email said that I had a domain registration payment that didn't go through. And that's kind of concerning because I want to keep my domains live. Like I'm selling my books on granthill.media and I want that to be available for people. And I have thorn.link, which hosts my podcast, and I have nightshadeunicorn.com, which, you know, is kind of the home of the Nightshade Unicorn series, although there's not a lot there. So I have these web domains, and I don't want them to go away. I also have a few domains that I've tried. I had an idea, and then, you know, I let it go, and I decided to allow it to expire. So I'm like, I recently saw that I had a domain registration go through, but, you know, I want to make sure it is fine. So I follow the link. First mistake. I follow the link in this email, which is lying to me. I'm looking for the email. I guess it got nuked when I reported it. By the way, when you get an email that is phishing, you should forward it to reportphishing@apwg.org. Again, that's report. PHISHING, reportphishing@apwg.org. Anyway, so I followed the link, and I was presented with this page saying, your payment didn't go through, your domain is set to expire within a day or two, and I'm like, oh no. So let me go and see which domain is expiring, and make sure it's one of those that I want to let expire, or let's rectify the problem. So I enter my login credentials, and I'm not totally certain that I'm remembering the password correctly, because I usually have my browser autofill it. And I log in successfully, so that's great. And then I'm presented with this page, and I can't see my list of domains. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I switched to another tab that I already had open, where a DreamHost can show me my list of domains. And I'm looking through them, looking at expiration dates or renewal dates, and I'm not seeing one that's about to happen. And I go back to the first tab, and then finally I see the address in the address bar of the browser, and it's not dreamhost.com at all. It's something else entirely. So the email was spoofed. I don't remember if the email said it came from dreamhost.com. I think it actually didn't. By the way, it is possible to spoof domains. It got harder at the start, well, early last year, when Google, how do I describe it? Basically, it became harder to spoof domains, but it's still possible. And this email was not actually from dreamhost.com. I knew that because when I followed the link, I was not at dreamhost.com. By the way, don't click those links. If you recognize, you can hover over a link, or you can long press. If you're on your phone, you can long press the link, and it will show you where it's headed. And you want to look at, in the first bit, where it's like mail.google.com. That google.com is where you're actually going to be pointed. And very rarely is that not going to be true. That's a different type of attack. But you look at that top-level domain, like google.com, dreamhost.com. That's where you actually are. So you can look at the address before you browse there. So I could have avoided this. So what did I do? And what should you do if this happens to you? I went and I changed my DreamHost password immediately. And then you don't want to be reusing passwords in multiple places. Although it makes it easier to log in, because then you can remember, oh, you know, I use this password everywhere. Don't do that. Now, confession, I did that. I don't reuse the same password everywhere. I have a few, but yeah, it made me feel really bad. I had to spend some time going through and finding wherever I was using that password and changing it, because these bad actors now had that password and could log in wherever they guessed that I used this password with this email address. Also another sign, because I have different email addresses and I use one of them for domain renewal notices, and this one came to the wrong address, and I should have noticed off of that. Anyway, what should you not do if you get phished? Don't feel ashamed, because it happens. It can happen to anyone. If you're really careful, it's much less likely to happen. I'm usually a lot more careful, and I slipped. So don't be ashamed. Don't hide it. Don't hide it under the rug and do nothing about it. Do something about it. Ask for help if you need it, and then fix the problem. Because when they took my login credentials, they did not go and deface or take down my websites right away, which they could have done. But, you know, I'm just a drop in the ocean among users with websites. I'm really small fry, so it's not like they were waiting for my login credentials so they could go and exploit my ecosystem. So, since they did not, I was able to go in and change the password and, nullify the effect of that phishing. So, don't get phished. Be safe out there. Browse safely. Come see me in person in Dallas, Valentine's Day weekend. See me in Salt Lake City at StoryCon, the following weekend, the 20th, 21st, whatever those Friday and Saturday are. And then the following weekend at Confinement in Lebanon, Tennessee. And my time is up. And I'll see you next time on the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. And do come, answer the question of the week. Do answer with a number between 1 and 1,000, and you could win a book. The same guy won it twice in a row, so it's definitely available for you to come and win the thing. Anyway, I'll see you next time.